Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the show. Back on a weekend morning, I'm Adam Epstein. Well, technically it is 12 noon, so I guess it is the afternoon. But you know how it works here. It's an interactive show. You can hit me up on Twitter at TheOneSportsNerd. And the phone number is 1-800-636-1067. I'm Adam Epstein, and I'm with you until 3 p.m. Yes, back on the weekend, another morning here. A great time slot for young AWOD to take calls all show long. 1-800-636-1067. Big topics on the show today. The MLB versus the NBA. Which return has gone smoother? The Washington football team. I'll tell you guys, I've got a name, but I'm not going to reveal it to you until later in the show. You got to keep listening. And then we'll go around the NFL and the Washington Nationals as both try to deal with this pandemic. My guests on the show today will be Todd Dibas at 12:45, Lance Meadow at 1:45, and Zora Stevenson at 2:15. All great. I'm really looking forward to them. Zora, I was an intern with her at NBC, and she's gone on to do extremely bright things. She is now a Bucks reporter, and there's nothing better than covering the best team in basketball right now, at least in the Eastern Conference. But anyway, to start the show, 1-800-636-1067, I want to talk to you guys out there. Anyone listening in on the radio? Anyone at home on the radio.com app? Right now is your chance to pick up your phone and dial in 1-800-636-1067 and tell me, which do you think handled the pandemic better, the MLB or the NBA? And which presentation has been better to watch? Because really, let's be honest, watching sports in your house alone is awkward by itself. I don't care how many beers you've had. It's awkward. And then you add in no fans, fake crowd noise. You've got players and media divided with windows. It's all awkward, but it's sports. And as a sports fan myself, I'd rather be watching this than a rerun of The Office any day. And I love The Office. I can't get enough of Michael Scott. But there's nothing about competitive sports, that nothing like that, that gets me going. And so I think here's my opinion. I think the NBA did a fantastic job of promoting Black Lives Matter throughout their broadcast, and the names on the back of the jersey saying peace, freedom, respect, all that is fantastic. The games were exciting, and both went down to the wire on opening night. The MLB, on the other hand, struggled with outbreaks. The empty stands look weird. The cutouts, I'm not a fan of that. I think that's even worse, in my opinion. And the games have been slow. And I'm not a fan at all of the gimmick we've got in extra innings. And here's the truth. The truth is, the MLB should have been the first sport to come back. They were the closest to starting their season before the pandemic. They made numerous mistakes along the way. And even since coming back, they've had the most setbacks of any sport. The MLB has been dreadful in a lot of people's opinions. They are probably closer to getting shut down than to getting all the teams back to playing games again. So I want to talk to the fans here. I want to talk to you out there in the DMV or across the country listening on radio.com. 1-800-636-1067. Which sports return has been smoother? Which presentation is more pleasing to the eye? And what are you waiting for next? For me, it's the NBA playoffs. I'm ready for things to really get going. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Michael in Alexandria. Michael, you're on the fan.
Hey, Adam.
Hey.
Your question was which has been better, the MLB or NBA?
Yeah.
I'd say the NHL.
Okay, I like that. I haven't been following that as closely, but I know it, that any of these sports that return in the bubble have been better than the MLB.
MLB is a little the cardboard cutouts and the piped-in noise. You know, that just veers on buffoonery. Hockey players, 5 minutes into the Hurricanes, and who are they playing? Hurricanes and somebody yesterday. 5 minutes in, and Justin Williams is fighting. Those are guys that care about the game. They care about what they're doing. MLB, I don't think they've really, I don't think they're really trying yet. It's kind of a weird series, weird season.
Yeah, Michael, I appreciate your call there. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Patrick in Gaithersburg. Patrick, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Ewa? Thanks for taking the call, man. I totally agree with the last caller. I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoy the baseball. I enjoy basketball. I think basketball is doing a great job down in Florida, given the hand they're dealt. But if you really want to see how it should be done correctly, we should all be looking at the NHL. I mean, they come through phase three over, I think it was like 1,500 times. They've been testing all their players. You got zero positives going into it. The passion's there. You know, the Stanley Cup playoffs are, in my opinion, the best playoff series out of any of the major four sports. And we have games going off every 2 hours. I mean, how could you not enjoy that as a sports fan?
Yeah, I'm totally with you, man. So with the NBA, though, are you tuning in? Are you enjoying it? Like, for me, it's the biggest factor is the games are close and going down to the wire.
Sure. No, I definitely agree with that. I tuned into to the first two that came on, the Pelicans, Jazz, and then watching the Battle of L.A. That was great to watch, and don't get me, it's dramatic. But, you know, they still got, what, 8 games for each team, essentially, before they hop into the actual playoff scenarios.
Right.
It's got kind of like a baseball opening season kind of feel to it, so I don't get as hyped for it. But on the other side, if you look at the NHL, you know, they've got, what, 6 different series is going on just to qualify. The Caps and their round robin is kind of odd to me, but it makes sense, I guess, for how they're setting it up. But in terms of drama, those games, you know, they're not as close, but they mean a lot more. So I've been watching that a lot more.
Wow. I appreciate the call, Patrick. Good points there. And the funny thing is right before I started the show, my producer, Vic, came in here and he said, "You're going to talk about NBA versus MLB? You got to mention the NHL." He says, "That's the best thing that's been on TV." And look, 2 calls right away, and they're agreeing with Vic. I would say the NBA, but that's just my opinion. I want to hear from more of you guys out there. 1-800-636-1067. I thought it was fantastic that the NBA teamed up with Meek Mill for a video tribute to Black Lives Matter movement and the NBA's involvement. Here in Washington, we had Bradley Beal and John Wall leading a march. The NBA has been huge towards its support of the movement, and here it is. In my opinion, every single game starting with a tribute before the game is impressive. I'm all for it. Because don't watch the NBA if you're not supporting it. The names on the back, I'm all for it. I love every second of it. So we've got the names on the back. We've got a great movement in the NBA. The games themselves have been excellent, starting with opening night. Almost every game since the restart has come down to the final possession, except for a few blowouts here and there. So I'm all for basketball. I live for close games. The most impressive thing so far for me has been the level of intensity. We don't need fans right now. These players have everything to play for, a ring of movement and the fans. And there's been a lot of storylines so far. Most importantly, I think the biggest one is Zion Williamson, because he's still on a minutes restriction. But when he's in there, he's bulldozing people and he's getting right to the rim so easily. And then he's getting taken out. He could be mid-move. It's almost like in that Jordan documentary when Jerry Krause had a timer on Jordan. Mid-move to the basket. Whistle. Get him out. Get Zion out. But it's a 2-point game. Zion, it doesn't matter. We're trying to keep you for next season. Out. Zion, out. Look, I don't like it, but I understand it. And the Pelicans themselves have probably 3 quality pieces, but they need to build for next either season rather than cash in all their chips on this year's playoffs. 1-800-636-1067. How about TJ Warren? And if you're not a big NBA fan, you're probably giving me one of those, "Who? Who? TJ Warren?" Yeah, he was on the Phoenix Suns, and they let him go to the Pacers for cash considerations. Incredible. He balls out with 53 points. He barely missed. I'm going to tell you this right now on the airwaves. That was the closest thing we've seen to a Kobe Bryant performance in the last 5 years. 20 of 29 shots. That's insane, guys. That's 70% from the field, basically. He also shot 9 of 12 from the three-point line. A few of those would have been even four-pointers in Ice Cube's big three. He was hitting them from deep range. He had every clutch shot every time the Sixers got it close. TJ Warren was coming around a screen and catching and shooting the rock like it was a crumbled piece of paper into the trash can. Buckets every single time. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I'm Adam Epstein here until 3 p.m. Once again, at 12:45, I'll be joined by Todd Dybas, who covers the Washington Nationals, Lance Meadow at 1:45 to go around the NFC East, and Zora Stevenson to jump back into the NBA.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. And the hockey fans have spoke up. They're coming at me on Twitter, at the one sports nerd. How are you this stupid, man? You didn't include the NHL to start your show. All right, I got it now. I'm talking MLB, NHL, and NBA. Which restart has been the most successful? For me, it hasn't even been close. It's the NBA. I'm in love with it. Every single game, every single match, if it hasn't gone down to the wire, there's been a superstar on either side. And basketball is back. And maybe I'm biased because basketball is my favorite sport. But I want to have an argument. I want to have a conversation. This show is supposed to be as interactive as possible. 1-800-636-1067. I want to hear from the callers. Do you want me to talk basketball, baseball, or hockey, and why? Go in. Be honest. Tell me your full opinion here. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Shane in College Park. Shane, how you doing?
Good, good. How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I was just calling in, and I'm a little biased myself as well because baseball is my favorite sport.
Okay.
But everybody's talking smack about the way that the MLB's handled this situation so far. But
right.
In my opinion, you know, the fact of the matter is they're the only sport where they have all of the teams playing a full schedule. You know, NBA, yeah, they're doing a great job. NHL's doing a great job, but it's a little bit easier when you're dealing with a minimized schedule and half the league playing.
Right.
You know, it's just not the same thing. You can't really compare it, in my opinion. So baseball's really taking this on as the only sport that has to deal with it head on as a full season. And, you know, maybe they'll get it wrong, but in the grand scheme of things, I think it'll help the other sports realize, because next year the NFL, you know, the NFL's getting ready to start, and they'll be able to see what's happening with this MLB season, how it's not really working. But and maybe they'll come up with something different to do. But, you know, they did what they could do with the time they were allotted to do it in, and it's just not the same to me, in my opinion.
Shane, let me ask you about some of the criticisms the MLB has received. And first, don't you agree that they should have been the first sport to come back? I mean, they wasted months arguing between millionaires and billionaires.
Well, yeah, but I'm not, you know, I agree with you on the whatever they were, you know, it was a labor thing, right? Correct?
Right.
Is that what they were arguing about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really care about that, to be honest with you. You know, I'm not making any money off of it. I'm still doing my everyday thing, making nothing. So, you know, for them to talk about them arguing about millions, I don't really care.
So, Shane, who is your MLB team, and what have you thought of the games coming back? I mean, I'll tell you, I'm not a fan of starting the 10th inning with a guy on second base. Not a fan of pitchers having to face three batters. But it is what it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it in action yet. My favorite team is the White Sox.
Okay.
So I haven't seen it in action yet. I love baseball. I love watching baseball, and you know, the product, you know, maybe the cardboard cutouts and the noises being filtered in is a little cheesy, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm watching baseball, so that's all I'm worried about. The runner on second base, you know, I don't mind it. I feel like they're trying to change the game. They're coming up with new ideas to try and speed games up.
Right. It's an experimental season right now.
Right, yeah, and I mean, this is the perfect season to do it with as well. So, I don't mind it. I think that the run, there's games that go into like 16, 17 innings. You're pitching your position players. Who do you really want to keep seeing? I know it doesn't happen a lot, but it still does happen, and putting someone on second base will probably stop that from ever happening. You know, I would assume, and some of these games have, you know, only gone 10 innings so far, and I don't know if it's because they have people on second base or if it was going to happen anyway, but I feel like it's going to do its job to speed up the game, as well as the pitchers having to face three batters, so you're not sitting there, you know, switching pitchers every other hitter because you want your lefty-righty matchups all the time.
Right.
So, I mean, it just started, you know. We're not going to really see the results.
So, Shane, I appreciate your call. I want to get to some more callers here. I think the biggest thing with the MLB is that a lot of people believe they're closer to a shutdown than to completing this season. I mean, especially with the news with the Cardinals recently. 1-800-636-1067. Let's keep these phone lines loaded. CW in D.C., how you doing, man?
Hey, Adam, how are you?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Good. Good to hear your voice on a Sunday. And I don't know why everyone's tearing you up on Twitter. I mean, I'm with you in that. I think NBA has had the better restart. I mean, I just think the organization behind it is just a lot more clean. It feels more exciting, I think. Maybe it's just the NBA fan in me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I just think the games have been more exciting. Obviously, like you said, scoring's been there. So
right.
I think the NBA has just been a lot more fun to watch.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, you take a look at James Harden. That his team was trailing the entire game. He gets hot late in a thrilling 153-149 overtime comeback where he scored 49 points and was basically unguardable the final 5 minutes of the game and overtime. I mean, that what's not to love about watching that game?
It's awesome to watch. And I also think that there's a lot to be said about the bubble and all of that, and kind of there being minimal distractions around COVID-19. You know, you hear about it in baseball all the time, people getting COVID-19, you know, teams, whole entire teams, you know, teams not wanting to travel, this and that. It's just a lot of distractions in the way of just enjoying it being restarted. I don't know if you feel that too.
Yeah, I totally feel that. And the thing I feel with the NBA that it has going for it is I'm a huge Wizards fan. So I don't know about you, but I want to hear from you in a second. I am not even fully focused on the Wizards. Like, it doesn't matter who's playing. The NBA has my interest right now.
I'm a diehard Wizards fan, and I'm with you. I'm, you know, it'd be nice to watch them, but I'm more interested in a lot of these marquee matchups. I mean, that's kind of what the NBA has become largely over, you know, the last, you know, decade even, as far as just kind of becoming this all about, you know, certain players and kind of watching them and becoming fans of players more so even than teams sometimes. So I'm with you.
Yeah, and especially with the Wizards today, 2 p.m. on NBC Sports Washington. This is a must-win game for the Wizards if they have any hopes of making that play-in game. They play against the Brooklyn Nets, who are the eighth team in the East right now. The Wizards are the ninth. They're behind them, I believe, by like six games, maybe five and a half. So this is a must-win game for them. And I did not like what I saw for the Wizards against the Suns in that first start. I mean, the first quarter, the first half even, was close. But, man, did they get tired down the end of that game, and the defense was dreadful. I mean, and you probably watched the game, so you can attest to this. Devin Booker was coming off screens and being wide open from the three-point line.
Yeah, we don't play defense. That's, you know, that's the theme, right? And so, you know, I thought the Phoenix game was a must-win, and we lost that one in, like you said, disappointing fashion. So, I don't expect too much. So, but like you said, we've got all these other marquee matchups to be excited about and watch and get ready to get through this truncated season a lot quicker and get to the playoffs.
Yep, I appreciate the call. That's CWNDC. If you want to chime in at all during the show, it's 1-800-636-1067. After the break here, I will break down this Wizards matchup today against the Brooklyn Nets. I'll tell you which players to watch for and what the Wiz need to do to get a W and really give themselves a chance, because I've been down on the Wizards throughout the season this year. And then look, you got them going to the bubble without Bertans, without Beal, and obviously without Wall, but they still have some talent there. And even if they're not competing for a playoff spot, they're competing for young guys to make the roster next season to prove that they should be the sixth man on the team or even in the starting five. So I do think that it is important to break down the Wizards matchup. But before I go, we've got an 11-year-old on the line here. Simon in Bethesda, you want to chime in?
Yeah, I did. So my idea, I'm also pretty biased about all this because I am a diehard basketball fan.
Uh-huh.
So, I think that the NBA is doing a great job with all of this. They have their players in the bubble, daily testing. And then also just the games have been super exciting. Like we saw the Pelicans-Jazz game where Rudy Gobert hit the game-winning free throws. Then we see Battle for L.A.
Yeah.
LeBron hit the game winner. T.J. Warren dropped 53. James Harden dropped 50. That game scored like 85 in the first half. That was crazy.
Hey, and Simon, then, Simon, my producer was like, you know, we've got an 11-year-old on the line here, and we don't usually take callers from kids under 16 years old, but I saw that you felt emotional with sports returning, and I want to hear from you because, look, I'm 27 years old, and sports have been going on my entire life. This was the first time that we had a break like this, and what was it like emotionally for you when it finally came back?
Because I've been, like, waiting for, like, this whole entire time just to see sports, like, for a lot of people, it's just like a break from reality.
Mm-hmm.
Like people are losing their jobs and all of that.
Yeah.
And then even just to see like the how they're standing up for racial injustices in our country, and they're all using their platform for all of that. I think it's great. But also, I have to say that with the MLB, I think that their season might be canceled within the next 2 weeks because they have their players flying around the country. And it's not going to be safe. Like we had the Marlins outbreak,
right.
The Phillies had an outbreak, Cardinals had an outbreak. So I just don't know how that's going to work. But also just with the NBA, I'm absolutely proud of what Adam Silver and the whole association is doing.
Yeah.
So I think that's great.
Yeah, Simon, really appreciate your call here. I'm telling you, in 10 years, that kid might be taking my spot on the air. I'm Adam Epstein. I'm here till 3 p.m. on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. I'm taking calls all show long, 1-800-636-1067. I do want to focus in on the NBA right now and what you guys have thought of the presentation and how quarantine could change sports viewing experiences. I mean, the fans on the Jumbotron, I guess you would say, it's interesting. I haven't signed up to be part of that. If you have, I want to hear from you, 1-800-636-1067. I mean, there's a lot of things to talk about with how the broadcast and the presentation has changed. Parts of it feels like a 2K game at times with different camera angles, but I'm all for it, and I think the NBA has done well being experimental during this time. But Wizards versus the Brooklyn Nets coming up later today, so I do want to preview that matchup. And of course, if you're just tuning in right now and you haven't been following the NBA, the Nets are without Kyrie Irving, DeAndre Jordan, Spencer Dinwiddie, Taurean Prince, and of course, Kevin Durant. So it does line up for the Wizards to have a chance, but of course, even the backups for the Nets have been able to make it a game so far in their first game in this bubble and throughout their scrimmages. But for the Wizards, the players to watch, number one is obviously the rookie. And I'm going to say it, the rookie sensation, Rui Hachimura. And look, he's played well in the bubble so far. He seems to be steadily improving and becoming more of a leader on the court. This is what we saw in that first game. We saw him square up his man, take him off the dribble, and pull up on defenders as well. We are seeing an increase in the arc of his shot. And why is that so important? Because as a small forward, he's a small forward mixed with a power forward, right? He can stretch it out. Sometimes your legs get a little tired, and when your shot is flat, the percentage of it going in goes way down. You pretty much have to swish it. But if he can get some consistent arc on his shot, I think he could really increase his shooting percentage. So the next step would be for Rui's game to be the X factor, to be the takeover factor, late in the shot clock, late in the quarter, and late in the game. We need to see Rui demand the ball and make the right play for his teammates, whether that be creating a shot for himself or for others. I think this team goes as Rui goes. We saw at the end of that Suns game, he tried to step up and be the man and missed a jumper and then had a turnover the next possession. Look, he's young and he's learning the game in the NBA, which is completely different than college ball. And so, it's a learning curve for him, but I've liked what I've seen so far. And if the Wizards are going to have any chance to get some wins, he needs to step up. Who else needs to step up? That is TB. I call him Thomas Bryant. Yes, he is the other member of the Wizards that needs to be impactful for their team to win. In the first game against the Suns, against the Suns, he had a measly 10 points on 4 of 12 and 7 rebounds. How are the Wizards going to win games in the bubble? They need Thomas Bryant to have 18 points and 10 rebounds in the bubble. He needs to grow more confidently on the offensive end because I really do see him, he shuffles his feet, he takes off-balance jumpers, sometimes he'll grab an offensive rebound and just go right back up with it, when sometimes a simple pump fake would get the guy in the air and then you could dunk it on him, or even pass it back out for an open three. He gets a little nervous, I would say, and a little bit shy and timid. So he needs to grow more confidently on the offensive end. His shot comes up short every time he hesitates, and DeAndre Ayton for the Suns ran him off the court. He showed him how you play explosive defense, how you grab offensive rebounds and change the game. So the test doesn't get much easier for Thomas Bryant today. He's going to go against Jarrett Allen, who is a 7-footer as well, who loves to get after offensive rebounds, block shots, and he can finish around the rim. Look for Thomas Bryant to be mostly involved in the pick and roll on offense. That's where he likes to get involved. He can catch and hit it from the free throw line, and also he can finish around the rim. But he's no Gortat on pick and rolls, that is for sure. 1-800-636-1067. Will you be watching the Wizards versus the Nets today? And last player for a must-watch, whether you're a Wizards fan or not, is Jerome Robinson. And while he's far from the finished product, he has plenty of upside. And yes, he has a couple mistakes, but he is fearless. I've seen Jerome Robinson attack the biggest and baddest rim protectors in the league, and he's athletic enough that he can maneuver his way around the court and then explode around the rim. In Washington's first game against the Suns, it was Robinson who kept it close. It was Robinson who had 32 minutes played off the bench. He had 7 of 9 shooting for 20 points and 4 of 6 from the three-point line. So this is a guy that can be an X factor for the Wizards and a guy that can really make a difference. I'm not predicting the Wizards to win many games in this bubble because they're obviously without Bradley Beal, Davis Bertans, you know, the list goes on. But this is a must win, and I do feel confident that the Wizards can get the win today. Look, they can push past the ailing Nets, if Robinson can get a couple more assists, if we can get a complete game from Rui Hachimura, and if my guy Thomas Bryant can get a couple easy buckets like most centers do around the league. Also important players for the Wiz are both their point guards. Interestingly enough, in the first game against the Suns, Shabazz Napier, the starter, and Ish Smith off the bench, both played 27 minutes, and they combined for 27 points. But they also combined for 7 turnovers. So if they can keep the scoring up but limit the turnovers, that's a huge help for a young Wizards team that really can't afford to shoot themselves in the foot with turnovers. They need easy buckets, they need to shoot a good percentage, and they need to play defense. And then my last thing I want to mention about the Wiz is Mo Wagner, who I have been such a fan of since he came to the Wiz. You know what? I'll say it. I even loved Mo Wagner at Michigan. I thought he was going to go into the NBA and dominate right away. He was traded from the Lakers to the Wiz. He played some really strong minutes throughout the season and then got injured, and now he's coming back, but he only scored 2 points. So he needs to get it going offensively ASAP. Troy Brown Jr. was excellent with 15 points, 6 of 11 field goals. But the Wiz need him to hit threes. That's what he's in the game for. It's to spread the court. And he was 0-for-2 last game. So Wizards versus Brooklyn Nets. You can watch it on NBC Sports Washington at 2 p.m. I will be giving you live updates on that game throughout my show. Again, I'm on until 3 p.m. When I come back, I'll be joined by Todd Dibas, who covers the Washington Nationals for NBC Sports Washington. Lots to talk about here on The Fan with Adam Epstein.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. You can reach me on Twitter at TheOneSportsNerd, or you can chime into the show, 1-800-636-1067. And I'm talking Nationals baseball right now with Todd Dibas. And Todd, thanks so much for joining me today, man. It's been a busy couple weeks for you.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me. And yeah, things are pretty crazy around here as we kind of go day by day, almost hour by hour.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. And I think I got to start with the layoff. I mean, the Nats were finally on a run, on a little bit of a roll there. And now they're sitting and waiting and just doing scrimmages until they play again on Tuesday. What do you think, and how do you think that's going to affect the team?
Actually, I think it's beneficial for them. They look like a team that didn't have their act together and needed to get their act together and kind of needed to get their arms around what was actually happening this year. They were playing some sloppy baseball, definitely, when they were 1-4. That was happening. As you alluded to, they won the last two games they played, both against Toronto here in Nationals Park, where they were the quote-unquote visitors, because, of course, this is 2020 and everything's upside down. So, you know, I think they could use a break. It helped buy them some time with Steven Strasburg. It's going to help buy them some time with Will Harris, who they put on the injured list, obviously an important reliever. It buys them some time with Sean Doolittle to try to work out his current issues. And it also enabled them to get Juan Soto back. He showed up here on Saturday after finally leaving quarantine for the second time already since camp had resumed back on July 1st.
Yeah, and I want to stick with Juan Soto right now. Do we expect him to be involved in the game on Tuesday? Do we expect him to automatically be the Juan Soto of last year, or are the first few games going to be, you know, spring training for him?
I would say yes to two of those. One, he's probably going to be in the lineup Tuesday in some capacity. That could be as the DH. So they have plenty of outfielders that they could put in the field if they feel compelled to do that and have Soto DH. He was just in the field all this morning during the sim game that they just concluded here in Nationals Park. He stayed in the field the entire time. Yesterday he hit quite a bit. He doubled to left center off Sean Doolittle. He hit an opposite field home run off another pitcher. So, you know, and that was his first day back in the box after being out for 10 consecutive days and stuck in his apartment the entire time. So things come pretty naturally to him, obviously, considering his age and outcomes so far. He and Davey Martinez said Saturday that they weren't sure about Tuesday. My guess is that he's in there, but they may also get another day off on Tuesday based on what we're seeing with the hurricane forecast and the amount of rain that's going to come to the area. And then if it comes to Wednesday, I feel very strongly that he would be set to go by Wednesday.
Well, I want to get some inside scoop here. So you just mentioned that there was a scrimmage at Nats Park today. Is there any news or notes from that? What's the latest?
Howie Kendrick, who didn't participate yesterday and was scratched from their last game, participated today. He had an upper back tightness situation, very vague assessment, but that's what the assessment was. He was taking swings today. It looked like everybody was, back in line, everyone who's not on the injured list. We even saw Wander Suero yesterday, a reliever who's been on the injured list for an undisclosed reason this entire time. So he's getting close to a return as well. Other than that, they're just trying to stay sharp. We saw a lot of the kids who are at the alternate site in Fredericksburg, including Seth Romero, a first-round pick who ended up having Tommy John surgery. He was on the mound here in Nationals Park today, just getting some work in the big park. And, they kind of burned through today. It was faster than yesterday. And then, as you said, they'll be off again Monday. And then maybe, hopefully, probably not, playing Tuesday night against the Mets.
Talk about the impressiveness of Tanner Rainey, because he's a guy that the Nats traded for Tanner Roark. And look, I tell you, I look at him out there like he's just a total bro. Like he could just crush 12 beers and then throw 98 miles an hour, no problem. So for me, it's always been a control thing for him, but he's been impressive so far this season.
Yeah, and he's been used a lot, and we just talked to him this morning, in fact, about all that stuff. The thing to me for him will be slider command. It will always be slider command. His fastball, obviously, is what he leans on, and as you said, his fastball averaged about just a tick under 98 miles an hour last year. That's his overpowering pitch. That's why he's in the major leagues, and all that is generated basically by his lower half. He has enormous legs, and that's why he's able to throw 98, 100 miles an hour relatively easily. The question is if he can command his slider and put it where he wants, not just necessarily for a strike, but put it where he wants in specific counts, right? Like if he wants it out of the zone in a 1-2 count, can he do that? Or does he end up leaving it in a bad spot? And that's something he's still trying to figure out. And on top of those two things, he's also kind of hunting a changeup, something he threw, I think, 2 times all last year, something he hasn't thrown yet this year, but something that he's trying to figure out during the extended layoffs and during his bullpen sessions and just, you know, day to day as pitchers tinker. So we'll see if he ever breaks that out during a game that actually matters.
But so do you think he'll get more like high leverage situations from Davey coming up?
Undoubtedly. I would call him the setup man right now. Will Harris is hurt. Sean Doolittle's velo and effectiveness is way down.
Right.
Daniel Hudson is the only reliever that they have who looks like, you know, he's still a thing. So in Rainey's case, we saw him come in against the Yankees. It was high leverage, though it wasn't like the eighth or ninth. It was the middle of their order in the middle of the game. And then we've seen him progressively later in games since that appearance. So, yeah, he's a crucial reliever for them right now, no doubt.
You're listening to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein, joined by Todd Dibas, sports writer for NBC Sports Washington. So I want to get into your mind a little bit, just because it's been such a crazy week. Take me into the mind of a reporter who, for the past week, you had the players actually vote not to go to Miami before the MLB announced the postponement. I mean, what's it like? How weird has this situation been?
Well, getting inside the mind of a sports writer is a scary proposition, so we can start with that. Clear idea. It's bonkers. Every day you wake up, you kind of wonder what the new thing is going to be. Obviously, last week alone, Toronto was here as the home team, and as you said, the team voted against going to Miami before having the series postponed, and obviously a variety of postponements around the league. Rob Manfred saying, "I'm not a quitter," which I thought was a ridiculous quote to use that has nothing to do with whether you should or should not progress through a season during a pandemic. So, you know, there was some question about whether the season would even make it to Monday, and then they seem to have course corrected even in the last 24 hours, that idea, and that they're going to press on. And, you know, it's chaotic. And by nature, this job can be chaotic. There's a schedule wise, you don't really know what's happening. You don't know when games end. There's no clock in baseball, as we all know. And all sorts of stuff happens on its own in the general news cycle. But when you mix in the pandemic and all the questions and everyone's still trying to find a full rhythm with all this, it makes things even more chaotic and unpredictable. And there's been a lot of misinformation and a lot of misunderstanding about how the protocols work. And so there's a lot of trying to correct that. It's been a challenging few weeks for sure. It's been an interesting time in our profession.
Yeah, I totally agree. I want to know what you think Nationals fans, or who Nationals fans should keep an eye on to really improve throughout this season. I think Victor Robles is the obvious answer, but is there someone else out there?
Yeah, I mean, I would start with Victor too, for sure. I mean, if his plate discipline gets better, and that's something he was better at in the minor leagues as compared to last year when he was up here full time. If that gets better, then obviously his outcomes have the potential to get much, much better because his natural ability and he has good power. Obviously he has great speed. You know, he's an aggressive hitter. So there's just so much potential in there, even though, you know, and it's interesting to talk about after a guy had the rookie year that he had, he was an excellent player last year by a lot of measures, especially defensively. And it's curious if he's going to make it out of the ninth spot and eventually be moved up in this order. That's something I wonder about. And Davey Martinez has been asked about. Other than that, you know, everyone's kind of, you know, who they are. We're still learning about Carter Kieboom, certainly at third base. We've seen solid play from Asdrubal Cabrera so far, you know, someone we know a lot about, but is Carter going to be good defensively, and how many opportunities is he going to get going forward? He's only made 2 starts at third. He wasn't playing all that much to start the season beforehand. So, you know, as usual, it's the young guys to keep an eye on. And with the Nationals, that means Victor Robles and Carter Kiboom.
Yeah, totally. I'm Adam Epstein, joined by Todd Dybas. And I want to get your prediction on this upcoming week of baseball for the Nats. Let's just say Tuesday to Tuesday, you've got two games against the Mets, then the Orioles series, and then back to the Mets again. Do you expect the Nats to get the edge here in these series?
Well, there's certainly a window there. I mean, a lot of it depends on Steven Strasburg's situation. He should be throwing a bullpen session either tomorrow or the next day. His hand has steadily improved. He had a nerve problem in his right hand, for anyone who missed that, and so he's missed his first two starts of the season. So he's back in the mix. Their greatest strength is back where it was, right? It's their starting pitching, and anytime you have that, your opportunities to get going are very good. And they'll also have Juan Soto finally. You know, they're 24th in runs when they finished playing the other day. And that's why Juan Soto's absence was, you know, as soon as you say Juan Soto's not going to be in the lineup, that's problematic in general. And then when you watch what happened without him in the lineup, then it kind of doubles down on those problems. So Opportunities, they have an off day Thursday. They should be rested. They should kind of be regrouped. So certainly a chance, especially considering the weekend opponent, to make up some ground here.
That's Todd Dybas. You can follow him on Twitter at Todd_Dybas. Thanks so much for your time, man, and get some rest if you can.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
Yep. I'm Adam Epstein here until 3 p.m. on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.